Love is risky business. Ask anyone. Love is risky business. And while we want it to be easy, deep down every one of us knows that love is risky. Risk being loved just as you are, and you might just be rejected. The playground, the ball field, the schoolroom, boardroom, home, wherever, all these places teach us that rejection is a part of life. So when we make mistakes, mess up on an important occasion, show up wearing the wrong thing, forget our lines in the school play, don't win the short video contest, or let that fly ball land right in front of our feet, whatever, you name it, we learn early on that we can't be perfect, that we are incomplete, and because of that, we will be rejected. So faced with that reality, many of us pull back, and we risk just a little less at first. Put a little less of ourselves out there. There's just one problem with this approach. Over time, we start insulating ourselves so much, and the fear of rejection captivates us so, it actually can control us. And the product? Well, the product is that we believe love is a thing. Something for an incomplete person. So faced with the possibility of rejection, we buy into the superficial. And we reflect less of whom God created us to be and more of who we created ourselves to be. Jesus invites us on this night to turn away from superficiality and to get back on the journey of being loved. When Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you," he's saying, get rid of the mask. Be yourself. Live in your own skin. Just like I've done. This is working out in me, Jesus says, because I know who I am. Because I can live in this flesh and blood that I was given. All the cover-ups of life, all the superficial things we apply, they mask the beautiful creatures that we were created to be. And they close down love. Jesus offers you the radical celebration of you. You! And on this night issues an open invitation to the amazing grace of God's love. Jesus knows that the cover-up, the easy love, the safe love that dances around rejection is a mere reflection of the incomplete world. But likewise, Jesus knows that in our incarnate selves, love can blossom, flourish, and new life can come. But it remains risky. When Jesus dines with his friends, when he passes the bread and passes the wine, on this night, he does so with a group of people who by definition should be his best friends. People who should celebrate him as he is. Instead, he gets a group of superficial disciples who run around him and in his hour of need do nothing but reject him, say, "I never knew him," and look the other way when he's led away by Roman soldiers. and Jesus loves them anyway. Did you hear that part? Jesus loves them anyway. The Israeli poet Yehuda Amichai, someone I usually don't quote, especially at 9 o'clock for the children's sermon. But Yehuda Amichai puts it this way. From the place where we are right, from the place where we fear rejection, flowers will never grow. In the place where we are right, it is hard and trampled, like a yard. But doubts and love, they dig up the world like a mole, a plow, and a whisper. A whisper can be heard in the place where the ruined house once stood. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the commandment to love is within you, within the house of your very body. It is in your splendid and wonderful self. If you take the journey of love and do not accept cover-ups. Instead, Jesus asks you, can you go to a place of vulnerability? Can you actually go to that place that fears rejection? Whether the fear is rejection of getting well or getting the job or catching the fly ball, can you go there to that place? Can you embrace it? And can you begin to let the image of God that lives in you gasp in wonder and awe at the whisper of God's voice within you? Can you get to that place? Can you venture to that place? For if you do, you will hear the new commandment to love as Christ is loved. And because Christ always meets you there, you will not be rejected. It may be risky. It may be hard. But in that place of your humanity, you can discover that you are the terrific thing. Risk being worth God's love. Risk being the person you were created to be. Risk letting God meet you as you are. And take off your mask. Because the person behind it is the one Jesus died for. And the heart and soul within is the one He rose for. My brothers and sisters, may God bless you with discomfort and easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. And discovering that truth, may God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may become an instrument of justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, who still remain rejected, who starve and are at war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and turn their pain to joy. And may God bless us all with enough foolishness to believe that we can make a difference in this world, so that we can do what others claim cannot be done. Amen.